Chapter 21. I let him take me to a restaurant of his choice, but on the way I bought a paper. When we'd ordered our dinner, I propped it against a bottle of Saint-Galmier and began to read. We ate in silence. I felt him looking at me now and again, but I took no notice. I meant to force him to conversation. "Is there anything in the paper?" he said as we approached the end of our silent meal. I fancied that there was in his tone a slight note of exasperation. "I always like to read the feuilleton on the drama," I said. I folded the paper and put it down beside me. "I've enjoyed my dinner," he remarked. "I think we might have our coffee here, don't you?"
"Yes."
We lit our cigars. I smoked in silence. I noticed that now and then his eyes rested on me with a faint smile of amusement. I waited patiently. "What have you been up to since I saw you last?" he asked at length. I had not very much to say. It was a record of hard work and of little adventure, of experiments in this direction and in that, of the gradual acquisition of the knowledge of books and of men. I took care to ask Strickland nothing about his own doings. I showed not the least interest in him. And at last I was rewarded. He began to talk of himself. But with his poor gift of expression, he gave but indications of what he'd gone through, and I had to fill up the gaps with my own imagination. It was tantalizing to get no more than hints into a character that interested me so much. It was like making one's way through a mutilated manuscript.